You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
It's time for the Fantasy Football Focus. And, Matt, we kind of talked about this one yesterday after we got done with the show. We haven't done a super flex draft.
It's going to be interesting.
It changes the entire dynamic here. For those who don't know what a super flex is, you can actually start two quarterbacks.
You don't have to.
You don't have to start
one, but you can start two.
You're at a severe disadvantage if you don't start two.
Right.
Because just so that the position, you can. I mean, a bad quarterback you can pencil in for 15 points in a week.
Yeah, the Derek Carrs and the Cousins. And
a good quarterback is 30-plus.
And you'll take that out of your running back all day long, of course.
So if you have two decent quarterbacks, let's say you have a great quarterback and David Carr.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
Your flex is going to be better than if somebody throws a number three running back or their third or fourth best wide receiver into that spot. Your quarterback is going to win that spot every week.
Oh, it's massive. So
unless he gets hurt.
So the beauty of it is, you know, one of the things I don't like about fantasy football, you know, standard stuff, is quarterbacks, which is the most important position on the field in the real world, are devalued massively.
Yeah.
So in Superflex, they're not. So I think that's really the best format, and I urge people to try it if you haven't. But it makes it hard to accomplish. I mean, you can't just stock up running backs and things like that, too. And even over the course of a 17-game season, even if you're pretty loaded at quarterback, there's probably a week that you that buys or injuries happen and you can only start one, you know, and you'll feel the pain of it. You know, it's rough.
Yeah. So we had, I did a random slot here
Us
on the Fantasy Pros Draft Wizard, and we ended up with the number two pick.
Okay.
The number one pick was obviously Patrick Mahomes.
I was going to say.
This is the difference in a super flex league. The quarterbacks go in the first round, and they have to, you got to take the top quarterbacks in the first round.
I'm not as fluent in Superflex. I thought there was a chance Mahomes would be sitting here for us, and I was going to push hard for it. So now,
do you take McCaffrey or do you take Josh Allen here?
I don't care if it's Allen or Lamar or Kyler, whoever you like best. I just think if you wait till the 23rd pick, there's going to be 15 quarterbacks gone.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be starting and Matt Ryan.
We'll have an opportunity because the quarterbacks are going to go in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
To get a good running back, we may get a Najee Harris.
I think he might be available. Right.
Yeah.
So I think you take whatever quarterback your favorite is. If that's Allen, I'm cool with it.
I think it's Allen. I think
I'm
Allen's
cool with that,
clearly number two. Yeah. They're going to throw the ball a ton again.
He still runs.
And he runs.
Okay. A really good offense. So I'm curious how many quarterbacks go. Going back-to-back quarterback is not a bad strategy for some of these 10 that are picking
after us. I was thinking the same thing.
Right.
So the picks after us. McCaffrey went third. Dalvin Cook went fourth. Kamara went fifth.
Okay.
Then Kyler Murray, sixth.
Yeah, I bet there's going to be a run.
Henry, seventh. Devontae Adams, eighth.
We have a hard time taking a receiver in that.
Yeah.
That
Ezekiel Elliott, 9. Ekeler, 10. Ugh.
Wow.
Aaron Jones, 11. Lamar Jackson, 12.
Okay.
That guy made out. He got Lamar Jackson and Tyreek Hill.
Nice. It's a pretty good start, yeah.
Barkley, Taylor, Kelsey, Diggs, Chubb, Russell Wilson, 2-7, Najee Harris, 2-8, Dak Prescott, 2-9, DeAndre Hopkins, 2-10.
Did I miss Kyler Murray going?
He went 1-6.
Okay, I was like, wow.
Okay, so.
But Dak is still available.
No, Dak just went,
too. Yeah. Okay.
So the top quarterback still available right now would be Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, Tom Brady, Ryan Tannehill.
I think the beauty of where we sit is,
we're going to get a second pick here real quick.
Yeah, I would not go quarterback with this pick, but maybe in the third round immediately after. So who's the best running back?
The top running back available, you're looking at Antonio Gibson, Joe Mixon, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
I think we do that route.
You want to go Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we weren't far off thinking Najee could have fallen there.
So 2-12 took A.J. Brown, and he turned around and took Aaron Rodgers at 3-1.
Which I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Again, now I would go Brady or Herbert. Yeah.
I think I would go Herbert there just because I think he's going to run a little bit more.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
I have Brady a little ahead of him, I'll be honest, because I think he might throw 50 touchdowns. Yeah, I just think, but he has nothing as a runner. But Herbert, I think, is set up for a very good year.
Now, the only problem with that is I got to look at the buys, because that's one thing you do want to pay attention to.
Right.
Because you don't want to be without a quarterback. So, where the heck's our...
I mean, it's okay to have one. We're going to draft a third one that plays.
You hope so.
Yeah, you hope so, because they're going to go fast, too.
Josh Allen, well, here's the thing. Josh Allen's bye week is week 7, and so is Justin Herbert's.
You want to take Brady?
So you take Brady.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. If that is one, you don't want both those guys.
You can't have them both off the same
week. You might not have the same team.
Unless you're willing to just punt the week.
Right.
Which isn't – I don't love that strategy either. I know some guys do it that way.
Any quarterbacks that week. I mean, you're starting, I don't know, Jimmy G or
Darnold.
Maybe
picking up Taysom Hill or somebody to play there.
Right. Yeah, that's rough.
All right, so we're back.
But, folks, I bet, like, Jacoby Brissett gets drafted. You know, like, just to prepare you, some of the backups will get picked. Mason Rudolph might get drafted.
Right. We are back up again, so we're good at quarterback now for a while.
Yeah, I would consider somebody else before the 32 starters dry up. But
nice thing is
yet.
We're going to get two quick picks here again.
Mm-hmm.
Top receivers available, CeeDee Lamb.
Nice.
Robert Woods, Amari Cooper, Mike Evans.
Lamb's pretty hard to pass up.
It's pretty hard to pass up. The running backs are DeAndre Swift, James Robinson, Chris Carson, Miles Sanders. We can probably get two of these guys out of that group. I think we got to take Lamb here.
I think I'd go Lamb and then a running back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think those running backs are all about the same.
Yeah.
But Lamb stands out to me as the receivers.
And we got lucky. They only took DeAndre Swift. They took Julio Jones, DeAndre Swift. So we can come back. You like Carson, James Robinson, Miles Sanders, Josh Jacobs now.
Carson. I don't own him anywhere, and I never end up with him, but this is a totally different format. And I think he's a double.
Yeah.
He's not sexy, but I think he's good. Now we have two backs and two quarterbacks and a receiver.
A good receiver. I like the receiver.
Yeah. I mean, you get third round on Lamb.
Looking at the receivers still available. We still haven't taken a tight end.
That's going to be a problem.
Well, let's see who's available. Oh, the top tight end available now is Logan Thomas.
Maybe.
Which I don't hate.
You
got Noah Fant, Dallas Goedert, Robert Tonyan.
I think there's a gap after.
Yeah, Thomas stands out among that group.
It seems early, but man, it's
here's the receivers available. And remember, now we also again have two picks here back to back. This is not what I don't after the in this format. I don't mind having the second pick.
Not at all. The second rounder wasn't bad at all.
Right.
/ third rounder. We got
and we got one of the top quarterbacks.
Right.
Which
has
great value.
And I'm glad we took Allen and didn't take McCaffrey.
Deontay Johnson, T. Higgins, Brandon Ayuk, Chase Claypool. I like that group.
Nice. Yeah, I like that group too.
The tight ends, however, it's Logan Thomas and a bunch of question marks.
And the number one dude did not take a tight end yet.
Yeah.
Let's take Thomas.
I think you got to take Thomas there.
Yeah. I just don't want to be shopping in
Tonyan,
Higbee Lane, you know, Engram, you know.
All right. So he took Kareem Hunt and Deontay Johnson, so we're back on the board. So Johnson's off there for us, but we still have T. Higgins.
Yeah, so any of those three
Chase
receivers,
Claypool.
All of those guys are equal to me.
Odell Beckham. Higgins, to me, is kind of sneaky. Everybody's on the Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase. They drafted Jamar Chase.
I have Higgins above him.
I do, too. And Chase dropped a gajillion passes in the preseason.
Is there any chance Claypool's not on the field in two receiver sets?
It's a chance, but I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
Yeah.
I think those are fine.
I think Higgins is the safer. Like, if you ask me which one's who's going to catch more passes, Higgins or Claypool?
I would bet Higgins.
Yeah.
But touchdowns and yardage, that would be a different conversation.
Yeah. But we're in a PPR.
Ayuk's actually my favorite of the players, but I just don't think they throw enough.
Yeah.
No, Higgins is great.
T. Higgins is the pick.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that's nice. I mean, you got T. Higgins and CeeDee Lamb.
Two. Yeah, right.
That's not bad.
No, that's not
I'm
bad at all.
I'm kind of liking this team, actually.
No, I like it quite a bit so far.
We're back.
I would consider a third quarterback soon, though.
All right, let's see what's available. Derek Carr, Zach Wilson, Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold.
Guys like Wentz and Darnold are valuable.
Do you jump on one of the rookies here?
If they're available,
do you take
a
Justin Fields or Trey Lance?
Yes.
Well, let's see.
I bet they're gone.
We'll check. Let's see.
No, we can wait on them.
Jared Goff.
I mean, Goff's going to get picked.
Bridgewater, Taysom Hill, Garoppolo,
I got Lance a few.
Mac Jones, Drew Lock, Tyrod Taylor. I'll bet they are too.
Yeah, they have to be.
Well, let's see.
I would probably go Darnold or Wentz, just as a high upside.
Yeah, they're gone.
Darnold or Wentz are? Oh, no, the two rookies are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. But Carr's okay. I just think if Darnold or Wentz hits, they'll outperform Carr and Ben. And
I would probably go Wentz in that situation.
That's cool. Yeah.
Better team around him.
We're not starting him right away.
Yeah.
He runs a little bit.
Let me check the bye weeks. We're good with the bye weeks.
Okay.
So he would that guy's going to be our flex twice during the year. Yep. Maybe we can trade it.
It's a chip. Yeah, it's a chip to hang on to.
And we're back up again at 9-2.
Just curious, because I want to see you kind of have our listeners learn what quarterbacks are available now. I bet they're pretty picked through.
Carr, Wilson, Darnold, Goff.
Yeah, not much.
Not much.
Okay.
We're in round nine.
More around nine, right. We don't have a third receiver.
You got Corey Davis, you got Laviska Shenault, Antonio Brown, DJ Chark are the top guys there.
I think I'd take Antonio Brown.
I kind of like Corey Davis, though, too. I think he's the number one on that team. They target, like...
I just think Elijah Moore is a really good player, but that has nothing to do with
Davis. I think young quarterbacks tend to zero in on one guy.
They zero in on him.
He's the guy.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, how about the running backs? I bet they're getting pretty lean.
All those quarterbacks, what, Javonte Williams still available?
I think we should do that.
I could take that.
Yeah, I think we should do that. That's our third back, too, right?
Yeah.
That's nice.
But in this format, the third back doesn't necessarily start.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I mean, it was what we want from him from the meantime.
Okay, looking at the wide receivers again now. Mike Williams, Marvin Jones, Michael Gallup, Darnell Mooney.
Did a couple get picked over?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the long wait.
That was our long wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we should do one of those. With one of these two picks. I mean, if we don't care which one.
Who do you like best?
So what? Maybe let the other guy.
Marvin Jones, Michael Gallup, Darnell Mooney.
Probably Jones. But we're going to pick in two picks, right?
Yeah.
I would take something else, and then whatever one of those is left.
Top suggestions are. J.D. McKissick, Mike Williams, Marvin Jones, Michael Gallup.
Okay. How about a quarterback, though?
Another quarterback. Four quarterbacks. Carr, Wilson, Bridgewater, Goff still available.
I might take Carr there. Somebody's going to want him.
All right.
My super flex experience, which isn't vast, is just grab anyone that plays as often as you can.
We got a little thing flashed up here that said that was a steal.
Okay. I mean, quarterbacks that play are worth it.
We could trade him for a receiver.
Some team is not happy we just took Carr.
Yeah.
And now we'll get a receiver.
And they're all still at Michael Gallup, Mike Williams, Darnell Mooney, Devontae Parker.
Parker would be last for me, but I like Mike Williams, but I'm splitting hairs.
I kind of like Mooney a little bit better in terms of a PPR.
I think both of them are big play guys.
Yeah, but I think Mooney's the clear two.
Right. He'll probably catch the second most passes on the Bears.
Yeah, whereas Williams is probably three or four on that roster.
With Eklar. And
yeah.
Okay. No, I think they're very similar in terms of value.
And I think the Bears will be behind more.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
Just playing the odds there.
Mm-hmm.
We're down into round 13 now. No, it's round 12. I'm sorry.
Is there 15 rounds and we still need a kicker in defense?
Yeah.
Okay.
The top suggested pick for us is Nyheim Hines, Mike Williams, J.D. McKissick, Devontae Parker. We can't possibly go with another quarterback.
No, I wouldn't. Considering a lot of the Superflex leagues, the rosters are 20 deep. So, yeah. I mean, the Rudolphs of those guys won't get picked, probably.
Defenses, Washington, Indianapolis, San Francisco, Buffalo available.
I might take Washington. Mike Williams wouldn't break my heart, but Washington's pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, you get one of the better defenses.
I think I'd do that. Because we get another pick here in a minute,
because Pittsburgh just went, so.
Yeah, the run's
pick ahead
of
us.
Soon,
so that's good. Right? We're getting in on the start of the run, and we get a really good defense that
we're good at quarterback. We're good at defense. Pretty good at running back.
Round 13.
Take a flyer tight end, maybe?
Let's just take a look here. See what's – because we got two picks left before we get to take a kicker.
Mm-hmm. Two more position players to grab.
I'm just looking here at the running backs available. Hines, Singletary, White, McKissick.
They're all the same. Yeah. I mean, they're all the receiver types.
Lindsey.
No.
Giovanni Bernard.
I like Bernard.
Alexander Mattison, you get a high-end handcuff.
Yeah, just hope for a Cook injury.
Latavius Murray's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but he's fighting for the two spot at the moment.
Tevin Coleman, no.
No.
Rashad Penny? We got Carson. Can we afford to handcuff in this kind of format?
I was going to say Mattison, hoping Cook gets hurt, but I don't know. We got Javonte Williams. If Carson gets hurt, I'm starting Williams over Penny.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Well, let's look at the receivers more here. Mike Williams still available.
I'm leaning that
way. Devontae Parker, Cole Beasley, Russell Gage. I think just take Williams.
Yeah, I think we'll take Williams. Yeah. He may be a starter for us. Him versus Mooney will be a conversation every week.
Well, I think we only have to start two.
Right. You're right.
We're back on the clock here at 14. Do we take one of our little flyers here at... Here are the tight ends available. We still have to get a backup tight end. Johnny Smith, Mike Gesicki, Evan Ingram, Hunter Henry.
I would take one of those guys.
I'm assuming Freiermuth is still available.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I'm sure Troutman is. And
But I think Johnny Smith to me
is a nice pickup here.
Yeah, especially since we're kind of weak there. Not super weak, but we don't have a star there.
We're not a star. No, I think we'd fortify that position. He might be our starter by week three.
Back up here at 15, our last pick. Greg the Leg Zierlein is available.
Okay, I'm cool with it.
They're going to score a bunch of points.
Yeah.
Let's see what kind of grade we get.
I bet we do well if they value quarterbacks.
We get a B-.
Huh.
Although that sometimes differs from the grade. Okay, we got an 84 from Dan Harris, 73 from Mike Taglieri, 87 from Kyle Yates, and an 87 from Joe Pasapia. So I don't know how that adds up to a B-.
That's pretty good grades for a B-. There was no... low 70s or anything in there.
Let's just take a look here at how everybody else approaches.
Check out everyone's quarterback situations.
Yeah.
Just to realize what we have, that asset we have with four starting quarterbacks.
So one team went quarterback. That was the guy who picked sixth. He had Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
You start those two every week. That's like 60 points is your floor. You know what I mean?
Then his top running back is Joe Mixon. His top receiver is Terry McLaurin. He's got Mixon.
I'll take that.
Mixon and James Robinson with Terry McLaurin, Tyler Lockett.
I love that team.
He essentially punted on.
I'm sure he doesn't have a tight end to speak.
Dallas Goedert's the only tight end he drafted.
Okay. But boy, I mean, those two quarterbacks every week is a lot of points.
Yeah, that team's going to be tough.
I think there's six top quarterbacks, and you got two of them.
The team that drafted first got Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers.
That's pretty good, too. Back to our MVP conversation.
With A.J. Brown, well, he's got two receivers from the same team, though. He took A.J. Brown and Julio Jones.
Yeah, okay.
So his top running backs are DeAndre Swift and Kareem Hunt.
I don't like the backs.
I don't like that at all.
No. I mean, those two quarterbacks are
But
nice,
he's going to be a hell to play against.
You don't want to play those guys. Heck no.
He might get 80 points a week out of his two quarterbacks.
Right. I mean, they throw for 9 touchdowns between them, you know.
You're going to lose.
You're going to lose, right. Doesn't matter. Kareem Hunt only needs, like, 5 touches.
The team that took Christian McCaffrey didn't take a quarterback until round 4.
So who's his quarterback?
Matt Ryan and Kirk Cousins.
You're at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
now, he's also got DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley.
I get it. That's great.
But
quarterbacks are producers, man.
Yeah. The team that took Dalvin Cook got Dak Prescott and then took Daniel Jones.
That's rough.
Ugh.
Need him to run a lot.
The team that took...
Wow.
Running back in round was pick 1-5. Took Alvin Kamara and Najee Harris.
Which sounds awesome.
Then took Darren Waller.
Okay. Again, sounds awesome.
But their top two quarterbacks are Baker Mayfield and Justin Fields. With Zach Wilson's, they took 3.
As he should.
I don't love that.
I mean, he needs Fields to hit. And I understand that strategy, but...
Baker Mayfield in a two-quarterback format is not a number one.
No.
Fields has to be, when he starts playing, has to produce...
He might win the league if Fields does that.
Yeah.
Soon. He can't do it starting week 8 either, you know, or part-time it, you know.
Yeah.
That's not the worst strategy I ever heard.
1-7 took Derrick Henry and Nick Chubb.
Awesome, but.
Then took Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence.
Man,
that's not bad.
I can live with that.
But you shorted yourself a wide receiver. His top receiver is Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Then he took Mark Andrews, and he took Jamar Chase and Michael Thomas. So he's kind of.
He's waiting on Thomas.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what. You got to cut a corner somewhere.
How about this one? 1-8 took Devontae Adams and Stephon Diggs with his first two picks.
See, I don't think this is going to go well.
Then he took Ryan Tannehill.
That's fine.
George Kittle in the 4th round.
Wow.
First top running back is Miles Sanders.
I say he's really neglecting running back.
Then he took Ben Roethlisberger. So he doubled down at quarterback.
Okay, starting Ben and Herbert every week?
Tannehill.
Tannehill.
Then his number two running back is Myles Gaskin.
Yeah, that's where it's.
That's where it comes off the.
I don't like that. I don't like that team build at all.
Yeah, 1-9 took Ezekiel Elliott in the first round. Travis Kelce in the second round.
Okay.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the third round.
Whoa.
Jalen Hurts is his number one quarterback.
That's not bad. He may lose his job.
His number two quarterback is Trey Lance.
He may hit huge.
He may not start all year.
And the problem is, when Lance becomes a starter, that might be when Hurts gets benched for Minshew.
Then he took a third quarterback, Mac Jones.
At least he'll play. I mean, Jones.
His three quarterbacks, however, have five games or four games of NFL experience.
A little volatile. Yeah. Wow. But, like, he should draft Minshew. He should draft Dalton.
And his wide receivers are Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. He took two from the same team.
Wow. He's got some tendencies.
And Kenny Golladay is his three.
I don't love that at all. I don't love that.
Austin Ekeler and Jonathan Taylor for 110.
Great start. For
then he took Justin Jefferson and Allen Robinson.
Okay. His quarterbacks have to be bad.
Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua.
It is, but at least you can envision them putting
those
up
are the only two
numbers.
He took.
It's the only two he took. I mean, those are the teams that are going to be calling us in week three.
Without a doubt. Team 11 took Aaron Jones and Saquon Barkley. Again, that sounds fantastic.
Right, you can pull that off.
Then he took Keenan Allen.
Okay, again.
Then he took Joe Burrow as his top quarterback in round four.
Burrow's a top 12 type of guy to me.
Grabbed Hawkinson.
Okay.
Okay.
What else did
DJ Moore is his number two receiver.
Oh, that's great.
Jameis Winston is his second quarterback.
That might not be terrible. I'm not sure if that's Winston's undervalued.
That's not awful because he also then finished. He got Jerry Jeudy in the eighth round.
That team's okay,
yeah.
But boy, you're banking on Winston, which might pay off. He's been a consistent fantasy producer as long as Taysom Hill doesn't vulture a lot from
him. Yeah,
you know.
And then the team at the two team or the four teams at the end of the draft and the one in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Us, the team that picked first, who got Mahomes and Rodgers. So you listen to this one. The team at 112 took Lamar in the first round.
Nice.
Tyreek Hill in the second with the second pick.
Yeah, right in the turn.
Yeah. Then grab Matthew Stafford.
That's a pretty nice pair.
David Montgomery and Josh Jacobs is his top two running backs. Could live with that.
Yeah, I mean, they play. And they, yeah.
Kyle Pitts is his tight end.
Could pay off.
Chase Claypool.
That's late for Pitts.
Gus Edwards, Marquez Callaway, Ronald Jones. So he kind of...
Gus Edwards might be a starting back for him.
He's got Montgomery and Jacobs, so
mm-hmm.
he'll be all right.
Yeah,
he's got three backs that'll play.
His backs won't hurt him.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's got Tyreek Hill and Chase Claypool as right. his top two receivers.
I like that team. I mean, Stafford and
Stafford and Lamar are two a nice... yeah. Playing that team is going to be akin to playing the Mahomes-Rodgers team.
Right.
Or us, for that matter. Josh Allen and Tom Brady.
Oh, our guys are going to put up a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
We're the team that has Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson. Like the teams.
That's the one I like the best.
The teams that took two quarterbacks in the first three rounds
they're a nightmare
are the best teams. Yes.
They're the best teams.
Yeah.
That's how it always is. You know, like I'm in one super flex league and I'm starting Herbert and Carr. And it's a dynasty. So Herbert's worth a lot. I mean, there's only maybe five players in the league I'd trade Herbert for. But I'm at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
I mean, Herbert and Carr is not good enough to win that league. I mean, my other skill guys are really good, so I'm a competitor, but I'm constantly on the lookout for the next guy.
The thing that this did, in direct contrast to the last draft we did, the 16 team,
mm-hmm.
there were only the tight ends went much later.
Yeah, people had to wait there.
The top three tight ends went in the first four rounds in this one instead of the first.
Okay, first two probably.
Yeah. The fourth tight end was Hawkinson. He went in round five, and then there were three tight ends drafted in round six.
So you mentioned Pitts as a sixth rounder, and I was thinking, wow, that's a steal.
And then after we took Logan Thomas in round six, there wasn't another tight end taken until round 11.
And at that point, I think you punted. It's Thomas or bust.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
And a lot of teams only took one.
Yeah.
They'll just trade that out. They'll take another quarterback instead.
Pick one off the waiver wire if you need them. I bet there were.
Whereas yesterday in that 16-team league, we saw like 13 tight ends taken in the first five rounds.
I'd be curious if even 16 tight ends got picked in this draft.
Yeah, they didn't.
Probably not. Right. Where probably 20 did in that draft.
Yeah.
And I bet like 18 quarterbacks went ahead of Pitts. Like Matt Ryan probably went ahead of Pitts.
Yeah.
Just you know, Ben.
Which just completely changes the dynamic. So, I mean, there's no matter what kind of league you draft in, you have to look at the rules.
Oh, man.
And see.
Superflex is fun.
What benefits, you know, what's going to be the benefits if I take this? Like a regular flex position where you can't play a quarterback, mm-hmm. you're probably at an advantage to start a running back in that spot.
Right, you'd prefer to.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because they catch the ball and run it.
Yeah.
And they're going to get, if they're good, they're going to get 20 touches in the game, whereas a good receiver, if he gets six catches, that's a lot.
That's a lot. I mean, even if you're a team starting like Gus Edwards as your flex, but we're starting Tom Brady as our flex, you can't compete.
It's a 20-point difference.
20-point difference. Because you can always find a running back or receiver you can at least live with as your worst starter in super flex.
Yeah.
The quarterbacks become really hard to trade for as the season goes on, too. And one or two of them doesn't look, Darnold or Wentz doesn't look so great, or Winston, somebody like that. Or, one of your guys gets hurt and the whole world knows you're stuck,
It's interesting, a different way to look at things. And again, only one receiver taken in the first round in that
kind of format. I don't know how you can afford to take a receiver.
And he went receiver.
Was that the Tyreek Hill team?
That was Devontae and Stephon Diggs, which sounds great.
They're awesome, right?
Yeah. But you're at a disadvantage because you're starting Ryan Tannehill and Roethlisberger as your two quarterbacks. That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
But in this, you're going to lose at that position to the team that took Mahomes and Rodgers.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna be 15 points less at least.
Right? Even if receivers do that,
yeah,
over the Deontays and Judys of the world that you're getting in the sixth round,
Like looking at that team, we got CeeDee Lamb and T. Higgins. Are Devontae Adams and Stephon Diggs gonna beat CeeDee Lamb and T. Higgins by 25 points?
Right. Is Ben gonna outduel Brady?
There'll be some weeks.
There'll be some weeks, but consistently, no. Yeah.
Are they going to beat Josh Allen on a consistent basis?
Not close. No, I mean, invest in quarterbacks. And that fourth one will turn into something for us, I can promise you, as the season goes on.
Now, I know in every fantasy draft I think I've ever done, regardless of the rules, somebody's going to take Patrick Mahomes in the first two rounds.
Yeah.
And it happens every year.
It's never me. I'm happy when it happens.
And they think that they're winning the league. I got Patrick Mahomes. I got the best quarterback in the league. But
that's great. A
regular 12-team league, it's just
– he's not that much different than Herbert or Brady.
He's 5 points a week better.
Which sounds like a lot, and it kind of is. But
I can make that up, though. When my top running back that I take in the first round is – 10 points better than your number one running back, you just lost out.
And the problem, too, is the 40th running back versus the 13th quarterback is night and day.
Absolutely.
I mean, some of those running backs are just, I don't want to start Phillip Lindsay, or
I don't want to start Miles Gaskin.
No, right.
I don't want anything to do with
that. Somebody will in every league. Yeah. Right, you're in a tough situation.
And that's what happens when you take a quarterback high or you take a tight end high.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the idea.
This year, I might take a tight end high.
It's still tough.
The dudes, there's seven good, and if I'm not getting Logan Thomas or better, I don't want to be fishing in those waters.
See, to me, I'd rather have Hawkinson or Kyle Pitts in round.
Well, I think that's high.
Four or five.
Yeah.
Then pay what I got to pay to get Travis Kelce in round one, or Darren Waller in round two.
No, I hear you. Like I mentioned, I'm going away to Labor Day for my fun get-together. I picked ninth. I'm not taking Kittle or Waller in the second round.
Right.
And they won't be there in the third. I would if they are, but they won't be there in the third.
But you could get Hawkinson or Pitts on the turn in round four.
As I say, that would be my point is I would grab them in the fifth. I don't know if I'll pay the fourth round price. I'll have to see what's available.
Yeah.
And then, Logan Thomas in the sixth isn't that bad. But After that,
it's bleak.
Punt. Yeah, right. There's not even many dart throws that are going to hit.
Yeah.
I mean, John, who's one I like, but Irv Smith was
one. You don't have all your young hot tight ends to go after this year.
We're short on hot young tight ends. And not as many as usual.
COVID.
Right. We're all masked up.
Anyways, that's going to do it for today's show.
We'll be back.
We'll be back
Monday or Tuesday.
Wednesday, we'll actually have a game to talk about.
Back on Wednesday, okay.
No show on Monday because of the holiday.
I thought we were 5 days a week going forward. I don't know. We'll get back.
I guess we will be Tuesday next week. Since we're into a regular season schedule.
I assume so.
I'm completely discombobulated.
This, right.
Yeah, so we'll be back on Tuesday to talk about, we'll have Mike Tomlin press conference to talk about, and we'll be able to talk about the Buffalo Bills. We'll do it. We'll get into it. But he is Matt Williamson. We want to thank Jacob Recht for keeping us on the air over the course of the show. He's headed to the beach. And we want to thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.